Melinda from Edmonton. On. G'day, Mel. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Not too bad. The first major news story you recall or remember, what was it?
9/11.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Right. How old do you reckon you would have been then, 2001?
10.
Yeah, okay. So quite young. That was a day that changed the world, wasn't
it? You couldn't believe that it was happening. I remember sitting, so I went to school, I remember sitting at the night markets, and at the night markets they used to have a big TV up there, and all of us just sitting there watching going, what is going on?
Mm.
Just watching the replay after replay after replay.
And what do you recall from that particular day, Melinda?
Well, when I woke up, I remember being annoyed that Cheese TV wasn't on.
Oh, yes.
Right, fair enough.
But then when I got to school, like a lot of people were upset, all the teachers were sort of crying, and it's like, oh wow.
Yeah.
And then I guess it sort of sunk in, and they pulled out the TVs at school, and we put on the news, which, you know, we never really do, and... I think I remember we got sent home early just because all of the teachers were so upset over it.
Yeah.
A lot of parents picked up their kids from school and took them home.
Martina in Redlands, what is the first major news story that you remember as a child?
Good morning, guys. My first one was Elvis Presley. Mm. Yes, 1977. I was about 10 years old. I was at school.
Yep.
I remember getting to school. The teachers were crying. This is in South Australia. And I remember thinking, what's happened here? The kids were crying, teachers were crying, and then we had to sit in a big circle on the floor, cross-legged, and the teacher broke the news. And I thought, well, it can't be because my mum and dad were just playing him on the record player.
Right.
And all I could remember thinking was, can't we play Kiss Chasey anymore? Do we have to stay inside?